Fucking good team, dude.
Okay, man. Whatever you say.
Yo, what up, guys? Welcome back. It's our second episode, Couch Talk. We got LJ here today. LJ, say something. Say hi.
Say what you just said.
Introduce yourself.
The Utah Jazz will make the finals next year.
Wait, that's not what you just said, though.
I'll take it.
You know, it's fine.
He said they're going to win it.
That's my best friend out there, guys.
They will win it, too.
He's a dumbass. I love him, though.
How about the Raptors?
Oh, my God.
Let's not go on that tangent.
There's a chance.
But, yeah, back again. It's your boy, Josh.
Back at it again. James, back here. I like basketball. I'm just going to say every podcast on me, Dad Trend.
All right.
That's Scuba Steve.
Oh, my bad. Juicy Josh.
Scuba Steve.
No, I said that.
Bring back the Scuba Steve stamp.
You bet.
The triple S.
You bet. We'll wait on that one. We'll hold on to that for now. Wait till we get that part of the segment. Let's talk free agency.
Ooh.
It's been juicy, obviously. Everyone's been wanting to know what the hype is.
Or, what the F is going on.
Who we got in the East? Who are the big ones?
Bro, just entering like day three has been like crazy.
We gotta start with the champs.
You wanna start with the champs?
Start with the champs.
I guess, bro. Well, what is it, bro?
Yeah. Good. Please.
What does it do?
We're waiting on Kawhi.
Hey, what do y'all think?
So we're going straight to Kawhi. Takes, All right. Straight Kawhi.
Comment down below. What do you think it's gonna be?
He's going to the Clippers for sure.
Oof.
No doubt.
Well, you know,
he's not going to the Lakers.
I think me and James have the same answer on this. You know?
Stop it.
Look, I want him to come to the Raptors, but do not go to the Lakers.
Why, bro? Tell me why.
Dude, that team's not going to be fair.
We said the same thing about DeMarcus Cousins joining Golden State, and I feel like
I thought they were better than the year before.
I feel like they were doing way better with just four.
I get it. Well, yeah, it's three out of top five.
That's different. Cousins... Kawhi's not coming off an injury. He's coming off a championship. Cousin was coming off an injury.
I feel that.
I mean, Kawhi was also coming off an injury. And then
he was technically hurt in the finals.
Technically was hurt.
Oh, well, the playoffs. Technically.
Okay. Healthy hurt Kawhi. He didn't just tear his Achilles.
This is true, too.
That's true.
I mean, even if the Lakers do get Kawhi, like, what is the rest of the team looking like, though?
Dude, me and
that's
you
what you got to figure out.
Then he assigned Danny Green.
He wants to
get a shooter, and J.J. Redick's not there anymore. That's who they should have been.
Danny Green.
They should have been going for J.J. Redick.
Doesn't connect fast.
Look, he's inconsistent, but he's got a track record at the end of the day.
No, I just love giving him shit.
Marcus Morris.
That'd be solid.
I like the Morris
twins. Is he
even
a free agent?
Yes, he is.
He is, right?
Actually, me and him were talking about it. Like, we're wondering where he's going
to
go.
Dude, if Kawhi goes to the Lakers, the NBA. See, the reason I don't want Kawhi to go to the Lakers is because if Kawhi goes to the Clippers, then pretty much no matter how the rest of free agency goes, the NBA is going to be so crazy interesting. Like there's
it's
not one
again.
There's no one clear cut favorite. Yeah, we haven't had that in like what
three or 4 years?
No, longer than that.
Before
I mean, it's been dynasties, right?
Like,
so
no, but like
it starts
I'm
with the
is
Heat,
like,
and then it goes with the Heat or Spurs, and then Warriors, right? Like
that's true. And LeBron's on the Heat.
What they throw Jimmy for dead a bone? For
Cavaliers, obviously.
What the Lakers throw for dead a bone, like as a shooter? Like they already threw Troy Daniels one. Might as well just throw for debt for a veteran minimum too.
Imagine.
Don't play defense though.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you don't.
Yeah, they could assign a J.R. Smith.
Bro,
oh, he's there already.
Melo.
See, here's the thing.
Melo comes back to the Lakers.
Here's the thing about J.R., bro. I want to know what kind of J.R. they're gonna get. Is it gonna be a 2016 Cavs? You know. Or is it going to be like game one of the NBA Finals? Just chokes.
I mean,
too like, soon. Like, you know.
That's a fresh one.
There's not many options available.
I mean, I'll take Henny God. I'm not going to take, Bum Lord, though.
But
that's tough.
Back to the point, I think, at this current moment of this recording, he is still a free agent, Kawhi is. And the speculation is that he's already talked to both Los Angeles teams and Twitter and social media is kind of blowing up saying how Kawhi is a Laker, but there's no given fact or report saying that he is one. So as a biased Lakers fan, I'm kind of like jaded as hell to say I'm excited, but I don't want to jinx anything. But obviously we have a Raptors fan in the room too. So if it happens and during this recording, just know I'm going to walk out and we're going to take a very quick break.
You know, at the end of the day, every team's doing better than the Knicks right now. So
every team's better doing the New York Knicks.
That's tough.
Quick shout out to Stephen A. Man really does not deserve that.
If there are any Knicks fans out there, I'll tell y'all this. I will give y'all a pass. Y'all can root for any other team this year because your organization done messed up again.
Yeah, you're right.
Randall, Portis, Bullock, Gibson, Alfred Payton, Wayne Ellington.
Wayne Ellington, baby.
Wayne Ellington's not bad.
A max. Yeah, exactly.
If you sign Kevin Durant with that one heavy stipulation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're pretty much done with their free agency at this point because the Randall signing was 63 mil, Portis was 31, Bullock was 21, Gibson was 20, Alfred was 16, and Wayne Ellington was also 16. So they're pretty much done. Their cap space beforehand was already 66.7 mil, so it's pretty much canned at this point that right. Their offseason's over, so... Dude, I mean, to come in with Zion, Kyrie, and KD, and to walk out with
expectations.
To walk out with Julius Randle, Bobby Portis, and Reggie Bullock.
Hey, man, Nick saw that 45-point tweet at Enes Kanter, and they went all in.
I will say
they're
this,
they're desperate,
though.
Man.
I hope Julius Randle balls the heck out. Because
Nick signed LeVar Ball.
Imagine. He's going to be the coach.
Oh, man.
And then LaMelo's going to go to the Knicks, and then they're going to win a championship.
Real quick, how about we talk about, since we're on this, Kevin Durant seemed frustrated. He actually wasn't offered a max deal from the Knicks.
Yes.
Did you guys see
that? Another reason why I say Knicks fans, it's okay to cheer for someone else.
Unbelievable. I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand the guy has a pretty heavy injury. I mean,
and no one's really
Kobe was older, but Kobe didn't come back the same at all. And, I understand, but if you're the Knicks and you already didn't get Zion – I mean, you got to sell on Durant, right? Like, you have to give him the max. Well, you can't half send it. You pretty much just put your trust in him, right?
The Knicks have no future, so, what's the point?
That's what I'm saying, right? Like, look at the upside versus downside. If you give him the max and he takes it, you at least put the chance out there that Durant makes a full recovery, and that could completely turn your franchise around.
Exactly.
Completely. But if you don't do it, that's way worse, right?
I didn't think the Knicks had a chance to start off signing Kevin Durant. I think they had a better chance of getting Kyrie.
Well, but I'm saying I think they get both of them if they were able to sign Kevin Durant.
Literally, the Knicks didn't even give themselves a shot because they didn't offer him the max.
Exactly.
They shot themselves in the foot by not offering him the max. I agree.
That's ridiculous. I don't understand how people have jobs. That seriously does. It just boggles me.
It's James Dolan, man.
That's a James Dolan move.
You see that from the Knicks or you see it from the Suns? Only two organizations that would pull something off like that.
I don't know who the New York Knicks basketball operations is. It's not.
Call me.
It's not Dolan anymore, but.
Captain. No sec.
He needs to be fired.
Oh, man. Let's move on. How about big favorites, maybe? Dark horse? I don't know. What do you classify the Sixers?
I mean, personally, everyone's saying they lost Jimmy, but what do y'all think? Like, do y'all think they got better or do y'all think they got worse?
The Heat?
No, Philly. Because I've heard a lot of people say Philly's gotten worse, but I'm pretty sure they got better in my opinion. Yeah, I get it. Like, they lost Jimmy Butler, like a pretty big scorer and defender, but they got back so many great pieces, and particularly Al Horford. Dude's a great team player, great locker room presence. He makes everyone around him better, in my opinion. You know what I mean?
Anyone?
I'm going to go with better. I think they got better.
Yeah.
Josh Richardson.
Exactly.
That's a nice ad.
They got Jay Rich, Al Horford, Mike Scott, and Tobias Harris. They kept Tobias and they picked up Al Horford. I don't know. I think I stand the opposite. I think they got worse, honestly. Yeah, they're more balanced, but I don't think, with a team full of, I don't know. I think Jimmy was a dog, and I liked them having JJ. I don't know, man.
I'm right there with you. Actually, I'm with you. I think Jimmy Butler, what he brought. I mean, coming into the Sixers, the man's clutch. That was your go-to guy. I mean, Embiid was your constant. think you had more of a team identity.
He was their best player, and Embiid was, but Jimmy was. I feel like since Ben couldn't shoot, they really looked at Jimmy or Joel to make
create. Sure. Yeah, they had Embiid to create.
Hurt, though. I mean, not hurt when he was sick.
Yeah, really put a big emphasis on Jimmy Butler, and then Tobias Harris follow up.
Yeah, I feel like that would have been a perfect spot for Jimmy if he wanted to win. I don't fucking understand why the hell he signed Miami,
He wants a bag, bro.
Yeah, he wants a bag, but I mean, if he wants to win, like how he keeps complaining with other teams he wants to, that's
not. Can't have both. Can't have Miami.
He would have got paid more in Philly, though.
But see, I was confused about that. I heard that, like, he didn't get offered a max, but then, like, apparently he turned down the max in Philly, so I was like.
Yeah, he turned it down. They offered him a max. I don't know what the hell his problem is, but he can't wear 2-3 in Miami. He got retired for.
I really just think it's because, like, he probably just didn't have. He probably couldn't work with Ben or something. It's always something with him.
Honestly, yeah, he and Kyrie always seem to be having. You know, I saw something that I thought was funny is like if someone's jumping around everywhere and the problem seems to follow, right? It's got to be that their locker issue. I mean, there's no other way around it.
I mean, that's the thing with Jimmy. Like, he's always had, like, that stamp of, like, you know, like, a chip on his shoulder. Like, he's always trying to prove himself. But, like, within the process of that, like, yes, he's a hard worker. Yes, he plays, like, 110% all the time. But, like, he expects too much of other people to, like, put the pressure on them. And if they don't live up to his expectations, then he's just going to, like, mope and bash
about it. Yeah, he's tough on it. Yeah.
I thought Jimmy Butler for sure was going to be a Clipper. For sure. I thought
he and Kawhi were going to team up for sure.
I don't know if him and Kawhi were going to team up, but I knew for sure I have all the Clippers. They're people they're going to get, like, guaranteed all-star. I thought Butler was, like, I thought I was, like, 95% sure. Like, it was either them or Philly, but when I saw Miami, I was like, what the fuck?
Doesn't make any sense. I don't know what Miami's doing. They're mediocre.
They're still going to be mediocre. Like,
yeah,
at least they kept Dragic.
Like,
just because it fell through. they're ready to ship
them off. Look, I'm just saying. Deion Waiters is cold. You heard it here first, by the way.
You keep saying that. But like,
dude, my dad. All right.
I agree with you, but like, the thing is, like, he has not, like, yeah, like,
he hasn't been healthy.
He's just had, like, a bad string of injuries. Like,
hey, man. And B was, you know, injury prone all the time, but when he's healthy, he's good.
Okay, but
we're not comparing
Embiid's upside. Embiid's upside versus Deion.
We're not comparing Deion Waiters and Joel.
I know, but I'm just saying, man. Cue it. All right, let's go first. Yeah, let me explain why I'm such a Deion Waiters fan. My dad went to Syracuse. I'm a big Syracuse guy, with the exception of Melo. You'd think I'd love Melo because he brought us a championship. I love college Melo. But then Melo fucked the Bulls, so fuck Melo because Melo in turn fucked D-Rose. I'm not going to get over that. He chose money over a potential championship. He was still good at the time.
I mean,
the Bulls were still shit.
Pau Gasol had a good year. Jimmy Butler had a good year. And D Rose was actually healthy that year. Man, get out of here with that.
We're talking about the 20.
That was 2010.
No, not 2010, like 2015.
He could have gone there.
D Rose? Oh. I don't know, man.
He's averaging 18.
2015?
Yeah, he averaged 18 and I think 7. Man, we're so off topic, but my point is, he could have been good there. It's all I'm trying to say, you know.
If you're listening to this.
And screw you, Melo.
Just realize that Novak's.
And you know what? That was the same season when Melo hit the game-tying shot in Madison Square Garden against the Bulls and then hit the dagger in OT. He dropped 40-plus on Luol Deng.
We get it. You love Derrick Rose. Well, guess what? He's in Detroit now.
You know what?
2 years, 15
years. Oh, damn. You want to talk about D. Rose now? I'm wearing a D. Rose jersey right now.
On one team.
Yeah, that makes them
the MVPs, number one picks, number one.
That makes them the immediate finals contenders, right? No,
I mean, I like what Blake did this year.
Dude, Blake Griffin,
come on, guys, poor guy. I mean, I just feel like he did work.
I don't like Drummond. No, I just don't like.
They got to get rid of Drummond for sure.
No one wants his contract,
bro.
Yeah, Detroit kind of took an L on that.
He needs the contract for his braces. Never mind, that's me.
Damn, that's tough.
That is tough.
So even with AD going to LA, did Brooklyn win free agency with Kyrie, KD, and DeAndre Jordan?
I'm waiting for Kawhi. If it Lakers all depends get Kawhi, on Kawhi, yeah. Lakers get Kawhi, they won.
They won for sure. Are we sending Lager? Hands down?
I think so.
Only because of the fact that brings two superstars. That literally is.
And like, that's literally three of the top five in the NBA.
And KD is injured for this year, so it wouldn't affect this season. So, yes, I'd say that the Lakers would win just because it has the best short-term upside.
But for sure, the Nets had the best moves
so far.
In the East, for sure. Like yeah. they won free agency in the East.
I mean that you could maybe give it to the Sixers. It just
goes with what you want more.
Right. Short term or long term. Yeah. Short term, Sixers, just because it puts them in a better
maybe,
place.
Maybe I should
for this
reword
season.
It. Maybe I should say like which team got better out of the first 2 days in the East.
I mean, I'm still gonna say Philly.
You're still gonna say Philly?
Honestly.
I'm gonna say Brooklyn.
I mean, even though KD's not playing his first year, I just
that's
why
I'm basing
it
off.
Madness.
It's still gonna be better.
Nah.
2020 is gonna be crazy.
I think so.
I think D'Angelo, and this is actually something I do want to talk about.
Wow. Bitch.
Yeah, here it comes. I think D'Angelo Russell this last season, and as of right now, is better than Kyrie.
No,
I said it. I just said it.
Oh my god!
It's recorded.
You should. You know.
You know.
I gotta play it.
We got Houston for Nugget real quick.
Stay off the weed.
Yes. Thank you, Stephen A. Jesus Christ! You gotta calm down, Novak.
I think D'Angelo Russell shouldered his team to the playoffs. A team that had, in most people's opinion, no business going to the playoffs.
I agree with that.
Meanwhile, Kyrie took a team that should have been arguably the favorite in the East,
chemistry, dude,
and drove them into the ground.
No, like honestly, like think about
right. But again, this chemistry issue seems to follow Kyrie.
So you think he's gonna gel in that with the Warriors?
No,
that he's gonna be better.
Yeah,
than
I don't think he's going to take over the Brooklyn team
like
D'Angelo did.
What was so bad? Like, why wasn't it so bad last year? Like, as opposed to this year,
because he wasn't playing. He got hurt.
Right,
but before that, they were rolling, and then he got hurt. And that's when Tatum and all because
Tatum started playing well.
Guns, like,
they started developing a lot, right? So they start
confidence.
Requiring, right? They require more looks. Like, hey, look, I clearly started playing very well once I got my looks and I started becoming the focal point of the offense. I need those same looks because I'm trying to not only, you know, continue to better myself as a player, but like, I'm not just going to take the backseat the whole
that's
time.
That's the thing, though. Like, that's on Kyrie and Gordon.
I don't think
though,
Kyrie
Hayward,
is willing to give up
Hayward
those looks.
Or Kyrie both weren't playing yet last year while all these young guns were like playing for the Celtics. So this year they come into it and everyone wants the ball. So, like, what are you going to do?
Right.
Like, they're going to have growing pains. And this year you clearly saw it was so bad.
Right.
It stayed. The pain stayed.
Yeah. Literally.
Right. I think that a lot of that stems from Kyrie. Kyrie didn't want LeBron to come back initially either. I'm
but
just saying,
at the
man.
End of the day,
Kyrie needs LeBron.
The Nets
right,
needs
right.
KD.
Yes, that's my point. He is not a Batman.
He is the Robin to Batman, dude.
Yes, I don't know if Jason Tatum is the Batman either. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying that he is a Robin, and I don't think he has
that's
the mindset
right.
of a Robin. He has the mindset that he's
that,
a Batman.
Sorry, are you telling me that D'Angelo is a Batman?
No, I'm not saying that. I think D'Angelo Russell understands his
Robins,
role better. And that's why his team melds better, because they all play within their role as a team.
Better.
Right. That doesn't mean he's the better individual player, but he makes his team more successful.
So you're telling me he's a better team player. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, his stats may be a little less inflated than Kyrie's, but at the end of the day, if he is contributing more win shares and bringing his team to like better places than they should be, I think that makes him a better player. I'll sacrifice the 2 to 4 points and not even an assist and have just as good of a field goal percentage if that's going to give me more wins than with a team that has less talent.
I want you to know, Brooklyn only won one game in the postseason.
That's true.
Kyrie only has to win 2 games. He's already better than D'Lo was in Brooklyn. Just saying that straight up.
Yeah, if Kyrie can take them
Kyrie
to the playoffs.
Also-
If you think Kyrie's going to take that team to the playoffs,
I mean, I'm saying they got
better. I'll say this right now. If Kyrie just proved himself this year, because obviously everyone's shit on him right now, and what if it is Brad Stevens and Hayward? Because I hear all this dumbass bullshit about like all these locker room issues. So what if it is really just Boston? I get the whole LeBron thing because that's a different story. But what if he goes to Brooklyn? He's back home, new start. He wants to prove himself that he can be the guy. And what if he goes off this year?
That's fine.
Honestly, I would love it. That'd be okay with me. I'm just saying, I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
I have no issue with that happening. I'm just saying, I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay, but at the end of the day, like,
and I'm also not saying since we're on the topic, and I compared it to D'Angelo Russell, I'm honestly not sure D'Angelo Russell is going to fit in super well with the Warriors. I think he has big shoes to fill.
I think
where is your point with this?
I'm just saying.
Like, first we started with Kyrie, and then
he's a great team player. So if he goes to the Warriors, he should make them better than what they were
by your logic. Yes.
No, only because I think they just are better with Clay. Clay's better than D'Angelo. He's injured though.
This year,
he's right? And I'm just saying,
well, we're not comparing him to Clay though.
Well, I'm just saying he's going to be replacing Clay at his position.
He's just saying,
and
like,
Clay Thompson is a better player than D'Angelo Russell.
Plays defense. I expect D'Angelo Russell to be way better in Golden State than he was in Brooklyn. If he's paired up
with
a lot of greater players.
I'm not sure. Just because they're going to be an undersized backcourt and he's not known for his
defense.
Clay had
nice stats at the two. He's going to play the two this year.
We'll see.
I expect not Clay Thompson numbers, but I expect somewhat watered down. But compared to Kyrie's numbers, compared to Kyrie's win shares,
What numbers are you saying, though, compared to Klay Thompson?
Kyrie's win shares compared to D'Lo's win shares.
That's not what I asked, but okay.
No, but that's how you're going to evaluate a team player.
Fair enough, I guess.
Because what is that? How are you going to prove that? Plus, minus?
Yeah, or value over replacement.
But. Or PER, how else are you going to evaluate that?
PER would be a good one, too. I'd probably say PER and then, win shares and break both of those
D'Lo is going to be in a big spot like how he was in L.A., and he's going to crumble.
Yeah, I don't know how he's going to fit in. Like I said, he's going to be undersized, and he's not good at playing defense. But at the same time, he does work well with screens, and he is a very good three-point shooter. So I assume he should fit in just fine. Draymond Green's a pretty good distributor, and he's not a distributor first. He's not a point guard. He's a scorer first before
I just think he's got a lot going on his plate. This team legit was like a game 6 win from turning around a series to have a potential game 7 championship title. Like, he's going to walk into that thinking that, oh, I'm going to be better than I was in Brooklyn. Like, hell no. Like, like sit back and see. Like if anything, this is Steph's year. Like, anything.
Definitely. Steph should be here. I think we'll finally be able to see a season because we've never gotten to see a game where, like, what if Steph took, like, 30 or 40 shots.
We saw in the finals.
I mean, maybe like once, but that's what I'm saying. Like, this is a whole season where Steph could have like, he could have some really historic numbers. I'm serious. He could literally have like a 50 point, month where he has multiple 50 point games.
I would not be shocked if they trade D'Lo.
Why not?
If they trade D'Lo this season.
Oh, no, me either. Absolutely not. I think that's probably what they're going
to do. Do you think Brooklyn would trade Kyrie midseason?
Nope. Well, no, but that just doesn't make sense. I mean, that's not the same.
Well, also doesn't make sense why you say D'Lo's a better team player than Kyrie, then. If D'Lo's more tradable than Kyrie is.
For different reasons. Look at the team composition.
I mean, they're building.
If their shooting guard position is already filled in Brooklyn, that's fine. The shooting guard position with D'Angelo Russell, there is D'Angelo Russell. Again, like I've been saying this whole time, that puts them very undersized and very defensively liable. Because D'Angelo Russell does not play that good at defense. So the reason he's easier to trade than Kyrie is because that is a slot that needs to be filled. If they wouldn't trade Kyrie because they need the point guard position. There's no backup point guard. It's Spencer Dinwiddie, who's good. Don't get me wrong. But why would they do that? You're right. Versus, okay, let's trade D'Angelo Russell and try to get someone else to play a shooting guard that needs a point guard on their team. That's my point.
Let me ask you this. Do you think D'Lo was – possibly Golden State's best option of whatever they could pick up through free agency?
I think so. They got through trade. If they lost Durant, they would not have had any money to pay for someone like D'Angelo's type of money.
Yeah.
So they got something out of Durant leaving, as opposed to just nothing.
Exactly.
Which is not bad.
Right. Yeah.
Whether he fits in or
that's
not.
Because
they could trade him then.
Yeah.
And then get something good for that.
That's why they still took a W, because it's leverage. Yeah.
That's fair.
I'm fine with that.
Point is, Kyrie about to shit on y'all and shutting it back up. It's all
whatever,
good.
Whatever, man. I'm not.
I don't think they're going to be as good. Actually,
I'm not having it, man.
They added a lot of guys, like Taurean Prince, underrated.
Thank you.
Dude.
Yes.
Do you remember that interview where he talks about what a rebound is? Someone asked about rebound.
Man. Look, man, Kyrie's a weird dude.
When the ball comes off the rim and you grab it, that is a rebound.
Shout out to that San Antonio education.
Oh my goodness, that's funny. What else we got? What are the big ones we got?
In the East.
In the East?
Anywhere.
We kind of touched on Jimmy already. For Miami.
Well, we can look at Milwaukee signings. Milwaukee so far has picked up Robin Lopez, George Hill, Brook Lopez, and re-signed Chris Middleton.
Yeah.
But they also lost someone very big.
They signed Wesley Matthews today.
They did sign Wes.
I think that's underrated.
But Malcolm Brogdon, man, they had to let him go.
But they got Wesley Matthews. That's wild. I feel like Malcolm Brogdon underperformed in those last three or four games against Toronto. I feel like underperformed. I feel like, I mean, they got a dog. I don't know, man.
Some of those games, he literally carried them on offense.
I think there's two ways to look at it because he is not an offensive-minded player, and I think his role was a difficult one for him because they needed him to fill an offensive-minded role, and I don't think he fit in well. So I don't think it's that Malcolm Brogdon underperformed as a player. I think he's playing in a role that doesn't fit him, doesn't suit him.
Well, what's he going to do in Indiana?
Well, I think Indiana is also a place where your career goes to die, but that's just my opinion.
But I mean, if you look at Indiana, they're just not in a good spot. I think they got nice. You don't think so?
I just don't take them as a serious threat, man. They don't have a serious superstar.
Aldiba's not a serious superstar. I didn't say that.
I'm just saying.
He is not a superstar. No.
Jeremy Lamb and Malcolm Brogdon are so far their pickups.
I think he's a very talented all-star, but I don't think he is a superstar.
They lost a lot.
Who, Indiana?
They lost Thaddeus Young.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Bogdanovich, right?
Bogdanovich is a free agent.
Tyreek Spann. Yo, dude, rest in peace.
Corey Joseph.
Wait, one more
Stay
time.
Stay up on drugs, man.
I was going to say one more time.
One more time.
That one's for you, yes. Tyreek.
Sorry, Tyreek.
Get back soon.
RIP. We miss you.
So far they've lost Wesley Matthews, Kyle O'Quinn, Darren Collison, Tyreek Evans.
Oh, yeah, Darren Collison.
And Corey Joseph and Thaddeus Young and Bogdanovich.
Yeah, Bogdanovich low-key nice. I actually went to go see the Pacers.
No, he is nice, yeah.
He dropped like 30 on LeBron in the playoffs. I think it was like 2015,
yeah,
16.
I'm with you then. Indiana suffered a lot just to pick up so little.
Yeah, I don't think they're in a good spot. I think they're just going to be a mediocre 16.
Yeah, you're right.
I think Brogdon is nice. Maybe some – oh, they did pick up T.J. Warren.
Oh, watch out.
It all just depends. No, but
T.J. Warren.
But it all just depends on what I said earlier, like with Oladipo. Like, it's just how he comes back and like how effective he is. Like, honestly.
But compared to
– Miles Turner's got to step up big. And while we're on the topic of Miles Turner, very brief tangent. He got snubbed from the defensive team. Go back to your point, James. I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, you're good. Looking at other teams that have – made adjustment. I really like at this current moment. I really like that they picked up Enes Kanter, the Celtics.
True.
I mean, I feel like Kanter's hella underrated too for somebody who gets trashed on for defense. I feel like he adds a lot of offensive rebounding. That kind of replaces what Al Horford, completely, but to his level, but to a decent extent.
At least on the offense side.
On the offensive end, offensive rebounding. That's going to help a lot for them.
I don't mind it, but I don't think they need to. Mind you, Enes Kanter is the only dude on that team
that's over 6'10".
That's what I'm saying.
That's the sad part.
They did pick up Taco Fall.
Hey.
He might play. They don't have a center.
That's what I'm saying.
He's going to end up like Hashim Thabeet.
So wrapped up on the Eastern Conference side, we all agreed that Brooklyn – brought home the bag.
I mean, it's Brooklyn or I think the Sixers is what.
The Sixers.
Yeah, I mean, fair. Boston too, maybe. You could give Boston if you really want. They got Kemba.
Yeah.
I think Kemba's a really good signing too. Enes Kanter's not too bad.
Although on the real though, if Kemba doesn't thrive in Boston, then you know what happened to Boston. Just saying.
We agree who the loser is. The New York Knicks.
Yes.
That's easy.
They wiped.
RIP Knicks fans. I'm sorry.
I really hope RJ Barrett comes out and balls out for a team that has really nothing left. I agree. I think Brooklyn brought home the bag.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Got to split it up into two segments. So
we'll be back with the West Side.
We'll be back with the West Side shortly and any other last takeaways from the East. All right, we're back. Got a quick break in there. moving on over to the west side. Who do we want to look at first? Who's the big team we start with?
I'm gonna say the winners. In my opinion, a win. Utah Jazz, like I said.
I mean, he's not wrong though. Like,
play it, Steve.
Utah's loaded now.
Play it, Steve.
All right.
I'm not gonna lie. This time I don't condone it, but
it was fun. Play it.
Because I'm with you, Audrey. Don't worry.
Stay off the weed.
You are on drugs.
Like,
tell me who's a bigger winner than Utah then on the West.
Go for it, dog. The Lakers did pick up AD. I mean, we're just gonna forget. Like, they exist or what? Like,
what is AD?
Like, that wasn't part of free agency or what? Like,
bro, that was before. What are you talking about, dude?
I said Utah got.
Bro, think about this. They cleared their entire roster, made cap space, picked up AD. They dumped all their excess contracts. And now there is one max slot left.
When Kawhi goes to LA, then they're the clear winners. All
right, well, this one from Utah to LA. I guess we'll go LA then. Let's talk LA.
Please, let's elephant in the damn room, dude.
Josh Hart was the biggest mistake that they. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, damn, why?
No. I think it's honestly, and I don't remember if I talked about this in the last podcast, but. I really understand that they just kind of had to do it. LeBron comes to the Lakers, you have to immediately sell out. This is the best player since top three player of all time,
like,
right?
I don't know why everyone's assuming LeBron's gonna take a young core. I'm like, no.
Like, they're going for immediate success.
He doesn't want growing pains, he wants to win. Like, what? Like,
well, and it's a business too. They don't wanna this you could get the most amount of money for the Lakers organization right now, if you get a championship, think about how many jerseys are going to sell. Think about how many replica rings are going to sell. Think about sold out stadiums for the finals and what people are going to do.
Championship in LA.
Like, think about the festival. I mean, oh my goodness. Of course they sell out. I mean, I hate to see Lonzo go. I actually really liked the narrative of LeBron building that young core, but it's just not realistic. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I think it was definitely necessary that they picked up Anthony Davis. If they can get Kawhi, honestly, I wouldn't be super happy, but that's obviously just the best move, right? Yeah. I mean, it's just – and
– if they do get Kawhi, though, will they be the most hated team ever?
Not ever, no. It's still going to be KD and the Warriors.
Still Golden State?
Yeah.
I mean, no doubt.
In this past decade, they won't be the most hated team?
But they'll still be hated. They're not going to be the most hated team ever. No, it's just not. They didn't sell out. They didn't just blow a 3-1 lead. They didn't join the number one team all time. It wins regular season. They didn't join a team that already had established
All-Stars. Kawhi literally won the ring, and he's going to go to LA. That's hilarious.
I mean, Kawhi is doing the
where's the wood?
He's doing the my player. Kawhi is doing the my player equivalent of just being a boss. He's just, okay, I start in Indiana, but I'll just get traded, whatever. Get to championship in San Antonio, gets the finals MVP. And then he goes to the Raptors, gets a championship there. Why not get a championship in LA and then go to the Clippers and get a championship there? I don't know, man. I just think it's funny. I think he's doing the my career in 2K.
So, do the Lakers still win free agency even if Kawhi doesn't go to the Lakers? What if he goes to like the Clippers? Is the Clippers all of a sudden the free agency?
I don't think big ballers. I would actually still say the Jazz. Actually, I wouldn't say it would be the Clippers or the Lakers.
Bro, how much?
Or Brooklyn?
Can we talk about what they added, please?
Yes, let's go to LJ. Please, LJ.
All right. Please entice me of how this team is now.
Mike Conley, savage. By the way,
if he's
healthy.
But they lost Rubio.
Oh, no.
No. I'm not saying that's the reason why they
only proposed to James Harden.
Okay, go ahead. But they upgraded Rubio.
Yes, okay,
I agree.
It's an upgrade.
And then they got another score on their team, which they desperately needed. Mm-hmm. And Conley and Bogdanović, who averaged 20 after Oladipo left.
Yep. Let's not forget they got rid of Derek Favors.
That's true too.
I hate Derek Favors. He has ruined my fantasy basketball experience year in and year out.
He's just a defensive
liability. Rose before hose.
Really, no, but also the thing about Mike Conley being such a good pickup too is like Donovan Mitchell can just finally focus on what he wants to do: score the freaking ball.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to worry about getting everyone involved. He got someone for that now.
And with Bogdanović, he doesn't have to force it every time.
Exactly. With Mike Conley being the playmaker / true point guard, you're set.
Also, they're defensively set now, too. I mean, Ricky Rubio's not an awful defender, but now you got a pretty good defender.
You got a bunch of grind players.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, your worst perimeter defender is going to be Donovan Mitchell.
Exactly.
You got Gobert behind you.
So. Yeah, and then you got
Gobert. You always have the anchor. Right. Yeah.
But depth-wise, I don't see it. Like they don't sell it to me.
Dude, Raul Neto.
Actually, no. That's why I'm hella confused. Like they have a nice little starting five, but pro compared to like Houston at the current moment, compared to San Antonio,
Houston's trash.
Houston's just falling apart. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nothing's happened yet. Way too overreacting on Houston, to be honest. They just ran into Golden State like everyone else did.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, they ran into Golden State every single year.
Yeah, they gave him the best time, like the best competition every year with Durant.
They just ran apart because they do the same thing every year.
Like the
live and die by the three.
Like the Blazers have a nice starting five, and they got creamed by Golden State. Like
now, but
Portland, yeah, but they also have injury. They don't have their main big man.
They don't have Nurkic.
They don't have Nurk.
And now this year they're gonna have Whiteside and Nurkic.
Look, the reason the Rockets fail every time against the Warriors is because their play style does not follow through and play out basketball.
So why change it, though? Like, I mean, they...
What do you mean, why change it? Because it doesn't work. That's why you change it. Western Conference
Finals, Game 7. Chris Paul was hurt. It's working somewhat. It's working somewhat.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Thank you. I'm glad you bring this up. I am glad you bring this up.
I hate Chris Paul. I hate Houston.
Same.
And like, why not try it again this year? You're not going to run into the Warriors again.
Isolation ball. We don't even know what the hell is going on with Houston, though.
That's the thing.
The worst offense. It's so bad. And then they get to the finals, and then they realize, oh, all these playoff teams have a perimeter defender that is going to make James Harden have a tough time shooting threes. And then every time James Harden underperforms and shoots much worse than usual because – playoff defense is completely different than regular season.
It's only ridiculous. One team has beat them the past 2 years, and the same team that beat them has won the championship.
And they do it doing the same thing except every time. Except for this year.
No, yeah.
But no one else has beaten them.
That's a valid point,
and
too.
And they weren't close to beating Utah. We thought they were going to beat them.
That's what I'm saying. Like
I didn't think. If you thought Utah was going to win that, I just don't think you'd
know. A lot of people thought. So.
No, they don't have the. They didn't have the.
Which year? The scores to do it.
Utah didn't have anybody to score the ball. Who carries that team? No one. No. Anyone that thought that Utah had a chance of winning those series is just wrong. They also are lacking a star player that takes over. What are you talking about? You think Ricky Rubio, Donovan Mitchell in his sophomore year, Rudy Gobert, someone that's a defensive-minded player, and Jingles are going to beat that Rockets team? Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
that's just not a good Eastern Conference team. They don't have
that's just people to point, though.
They're a powerhouse. Like, you're not going to even think about
it. It's not even that Houston's a powerhouse. It's just that the Jazz are lacking talent. They don't have a good team comp.
No, yeah.
Well, I know it's not their fault. I'm just saying that's why they're over-exaggerated is how good of a team they are. Of course they're going to clap out Jazz.
It's not even that, though.
They almost took out the fully healthy Warriors. And I'm a Raptor fan, and we didn't take out the fully healthy Warriors. They almost took out the fully healthy Warriors.
Spurs almost took out the fully healthy Warriors.
Yeah.
And exactly. The Spurs were a good team. My point proven. Thank you.
They did run a lot of ISO with Kawhi in that Warriors, that game one of 2017.
I'm not saying I like it. It's just, I mean, it's not like it's.
Yeah, you don't have to like it. Like, you not liking it isn't helping the fact at all. You're being biased.
Whatever.
He's just an old head, guys.
That's it.
He's just an old head, man. He doesn't like this new style ISO ball.
A lot of people don't. Again,
a bunch of threes.
Lob City, but what bothers me, and I'm going to take it to Toronto, where, you know. So first off, Nick Nurse calls that timeout, right? That was already strike. That's strike one, two, and three. But You don't call that timeout because they were on a run. I think like an 8-0 run. Kawhi had gone off, hit like 2 threes, and I think dunked or, you know, scored in the paint, whatever.
You're talking about the game 5?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And so they call a timeout. And so at first I'm like, okay, I don't know why you're calling a timeout. Your team's on 8-0 run, but whatever. Fine. You call a timeout. Maybe you want to set up a – see, when I think coaches are calling timeout, ideally in my head I'm thinking, okay, he's resetting everyone, making sure they understand, hey, don't forget our rotations on defense, right? Make sure we're doing this on defense, making these people shoot, forcing these people off the line. But I'm also assuming that he's setting up a play or something. I don't think he's going to tell his players, oh, hey, go milk the clock until 10 seconds and then run a pick and roll at the top and hope something happens.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And they did it 3 or 4 plays in a row. Kawhi shoots a fadeaway, air balls it, and then they get awful 3-point shot looks. And it made no sense to me because they focus so much on milking the clock out that you aren't expanding your lead. You get a poor shot because they start double teaming Kawhi, just like they started, you know, just like the Raptors used to double team Giannis during the playoffs, and then you just piss away like 3 to 5 straight possessions where you don't get a look.
Right.
Ridiculous. I mean, that just doesn't make sense to me. That's why I don't understand the isolation ball. It's not smart ball. If you make a team guard all 5 positions and you move the ball around and you're able to get players, that's why the Spurs system works. It's because they understand where players can get their shots and where the ball just needs to be moved. That's why players like Danny Green succeeded. He didn't have to put the ball on the floor very often. In fact, when he put the ball on the floor, it's more of an issue. Yes. Because he's trying to do too much instead of just moving the ball and looking for a different cut or open shot in the offense, right? So that's where I just don't understand. Instead of bleeding the clock, standing there like, oh, give me a screen, why not just be moving the ball and making players play defense and stuff like that? It'll never make sense to me.
That's valid. I'm still thinking those games. I think Van Vliet really saved their ass, like hitting those ridiculous fadeaway.
Yep.
Well, yeah. One threes. Yeah, the bank shot. I think in game 1 or 2 that
he was like, hitting crazy.
The rainbow
30. I'm not talking about that. Yeah. I'm talking about game 6.
Well, I'm just saying in general. Like,
he was closing it.
Yeah, right. I mean, he had a lot of big shots. I mean, shout out to his kid for being born.
He was awful. His kid was
maybe he was just worried about his kid.
He was struggling. He was stressing.
I wanted maybe some Jeremy Lin. How awful he was.
Wow.
If y'all haven't seen it, Jeremy Lin's finals highlights, y'all should check that out.
That's
it's mean. Definitely
he's short. He is better than Melo. I don't care what anyone says. Well, he has a ring.
Well, you can shut your ass up because the Lakers are going to sign Carmelo Anthony. You're just going to have to deal with it.
Remember when Melo was going to go off with the Rockets?
Remember when Melo said that Jeremy Lin was washed? How the tables have turned.
How quickly they forget.
Anyway, so what's the next West team that made some moves?
Next West
team.
Dude,
I really like how the Mavericks got Porzingis, man. They're going to be so – I've never seen someone who's above 7 foot, makes the 3, can take the ball off the dribble, is a great rim protector, can handle on his own with moving his feet. Like,
I'm not wrong.
Like, Porzingis is
– Jack – Sick. No,
I'll stop so, it. My only question about him is, I was like, is he going to be that same Porzingis? I mean, he hasn't played basketball in like almost 2 years, dude.
Towards
ACL.
Give credit to the Mavericks staff for preserving Dirk's career for so damn long.
Yeah.
Like, I think Porzingis is going to be A-okay. Like,
I'm honestly not worried.
Yeah, with
AC injuries with all hope, are not as bad as they used to be. With how
he took the whole year off last year to more rehab.
Yeah, he was taking days off in New York, too. And then, he's working this offseason.
If anything, I'm worried about him getting in bar fights. He got his ass beat, too. By the way, how do you get your ass beat?
Maybe he was sitting down.
Was he sitting down?
He was sitting down.
Okay, yeah, because I saw that he got hit in the face, and I was like, dude, you're 7 feet tall.
Like, how does someone reach
you? If someone clocks you in the face, I mean.
Maybe, what if they threw a bottle at him?
Good. I mean, I guess that's tough. Two. Man, I don't know.
So if you had to rank teams in the West that had, like, a good free agency, how would you rank them?
Spurs? Right, nah.
Hey, Spurs got the Mark Carroll, baby.
Junkyard dog.
I guess as of right now, I'd go Lakers 1, Jazz 2, maybe Portland 3.
I mean,
Portland had more depth now.
And until honestly. We hear from the Clippers, because if the Clippers sign like almost anyone, because I think Beverly was a good re-sign. Re-sign Beverly, think that's sure. Good.
I agree.
And since we're on the topic of the Clippers, shout out Montrezl Harrell. I fuck with that guy. I like how he plays. Yeah, he's nice. He's nice with it. He's like what Kenneth Faried should have been.
Facts.
I said it. Kenneth Faried, you've fallen off since the Olympics, bro. If you're hearing this.
He's fallen off since Denver, man.
He had a good Olympics and shucks, man.
Sacramento Kings with Harrison Barnes.
Sacramento.
Kings got nicer, in my opinion.
May have overpaid Barnes, but I was not losing him.
Yeah, but they got Buddy Hield's going to go crazy.
I was going to say L.A., Utah, and Sacramento.
Yeah, sure. I really like what Sacramento did.
Look at these pickups for Sacramento. They kept Harrison Barnes, picked up Dwayne Dedman, Corey Joseph, Trevor Ariza, and...
Oh, that's right. They got Ariza.
That's what I'm saying, bro. They had all those pieces how with their young core already.
How old is Ariza now, though?
How's Ariza now?
How old? Because he's like... He? I mean, he's like an equivalent of like...
34.
Andre Drummond, pretty much.
What do you mean?
Or not Andre, oh my God, Andre Iguodala. Oh like, my goodness.
Like, huh? Oof. I was so confused.
Play it.
Gotta play it.
Play it. Cue it. Oh my goodness gracious.
If it plays.
Oh.
It's not going to play.
Off the weed.
Please.
Jesus, man. Mm-hmm. All right, so you gotta chill out for a second. Scoot to Steve. You gotta chill out real quick.
We're putting the pause on me. I'm muted.
He's not canceled. He's just taking a timeout.
Just pardon the interruption. We're muting people at this point.
But no, yeah. And you still have Buddy Hield and then De'Aaron Fox and Marvin Bagley.
That's gross. I don't even understand. Like, Sacramento was 6 games out. Like, and they added all these pieces.
And they fired their damn coach.
I'm
still mad
their,
about that.
Their last coach is way better than Luke Walton.
That's what I'm saying.
Sacramento
bro.
Is in for a news storm when they realize they're going to lose a lot of games.
Dave Yeager, I am so sorry. I wish you kept your job.
I don't know. But I think
shout out Dwayne Casey.
I think if Sacramento if Sacramento finds a way to
shout out Mark Jackson.
Oh my
Jesus
gosh.
Christ.
What were you saying, James?
I think
shout out Mike Brown.
Jeez.
We muted you, man.
You're so
I think if they find a way to keep Willie Cauley-Stein, I feel like this team is really going to go far.
I heard he wanted out.
That's the thing, though. Like,
but I think Harry Giles is a good replacement.
Oh, he should have gotten more minutes.
Isn't Scalabs on the team, too?
No, not
anymore?
Who?
Scalabs is here.
He's not.
I guess not.
Okay. They got Kufis too as a backup.
So. Oh, that's true.
That's a good Kufos
is also
Kufos
like,
oh,
a good
backup. They got
but now, he'd be starting something.
Yeah. So I think Cauley-Stein would ask for too much money.
Sacramento free agents is Alec Burks, Willie Cauley-Stein, Kristaps Kufos.
Alec Burks is honestly kind of OP in 2K.
Nah, again.
Jeez.
Okay.
Please, dude. There's a reason why we have mutes, my boy. Oh, and Corey Brewer.
My boy.
Is there.
My boy.
Cauley-Stein may be the biggest loss, but I think lose it sleepover.
I mean, okay, so where does Willie go? What are his options?
I think he's waiting on Kawhi. I think the Lakers
you think so?
Would be a good fit.
Dang.
Or Lakers or Boston.
Wow.
True. I feel that.
That'd be nice.
He's underrated, I think.
Who?
Solid rim protector.
He's okay.
I don't think he's the same as DeAndre Jordan right now.
I don't really think he's that good.
You don't think he's that good?
I mean, I don't think he's bad. I don't think
he's not an all-star, but...
He's solid.
Literally. He's like a Tyson Chandler type player.
Right
sure. How are you going to disrespect Tyson Chandler?
I'm not. No, I'm anything. I'll fuck with Tyson Chandler.
You always wanted Tyson Chandler on your team.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
He's more like Eric Dampier.
Damn! Okay, stop it. Stop it! All right,
that was,
this is why you're muted still.
Well, whatever, man. We don't have that many more players to talk about. Rudy Gay, Damari Carroll, I mean...
Yeah, so the Spurs won free agency?
I honestly was not expecting them to pick anyone up, so that's a W in my book.
I mean, they're right now... I think they're going to lose Drew Eubanks, Dante Cunningham, and Quincy Pondexter.
That's fine. Honestly, I'm fine with all three of those scrubs. Get them out.
He's not lying.
It's not like Quincy Pondexter played. It's not like Drew Eubanks played. And it's not like Dante Cunningham is worth shit.
He's not lying.
So, I'm fine with Rudy Gay because I know at least Rudy Gay knows how to ball. He's low-key nice with a little post hook. I don't know when he developed that, but he kind of throws it up there sometimes. And I'm like, what are you doing? But he hits it. So, like, respect. And then Honestly, I mean, Damari Carroll.
They're just lacking forwards.
So I mean, yeah. They have Damari Carroll now.
For Damari, I'll take it.
Yeah, it's a W. I don't think
fuck all that. I'm saying this on the record right now.
Let's hear it.
I'm saying, and get your button ready because I'm going to say it right now.
Uh-oh. Is this a Scuba Steve stamp of approval?
This is James Basketball Jones stamp of approval right here.
Wow.
I'm going to put this on record. I'm going to say this the third day of free agency because it's like 1:58 right now in the morning. I'm going to say this right now. San Antonio Spurs will not make the playoffs next year.
Wow.
Saying it right now.
Stay, do it again. Stay off the weed.
I'm
cool. DeJounte Murray's going nuts.
Wow, bro.
You really disrespected Bryn.
You just made a lot of people pissed off.
Like, you know.
Viewership drops.
I'm all for the people, but.
Unfollowed.
I got to keep it 1,000.
Can you please give me a reason why?
Why?
Like, give me a reasoning.
I just think there's a lot of upcoming teams in the West, and it's like it's up for grabs, especially with Clay and KD like down for the count. I think it's like it's up for grabs, honestly.
So what if the Warriors win the playoffs, but the Spurs do?
Huh? If the Warriors make the playoffs?
No, what if the Warriors don't make the playoffs?
You don't think the Warriors are going to make the playoffs?
I'm just saying, what if? James is saying Spurs aren't going to make it.
Hey, hold on. I think that was more of a pocket than what I just said.
What do you mean?
Who makes the playoffs?
I'm not saying they're not going to make it.
No, I'm saying who makes the playoffs.
I'm giving y'all hypotheticals like he is.
The Jazz.
Since the Spurs aren't making it.
The Jazz aren't going to make it?
No, the Jazz make it. The Lakers make it. I think.
Portland makes it.
Portland.
OKC?
OKC. OKC's probably going to make it again.
Denver.
Rockets, assuming they keep their
if
their
Rockets
core.
Stay, you
know if they can't find at this current moment, yeah,
that's 17.
And then what? That's six right there. That's six. That's only six.
L.A., Utah, Portland, Denver.
Yep.
I think both L.A. teams can still make the playoffs.
Oh yeah, Clippers.
We'll call iffy on the Clippers right now.
If Kawhi sends the Clippers,
Houston, Clippers, and then the Spurs.
Seven.
With the Warriors.
So we're asking what team I'm
Mavericks.
So we're asking what team I'm going to swap out.
I don't think the Mavericks are going to make it. Yo, by the way, Dennis Smith Jr., fuck you, you suck. But you look like Vince Staples.
Whoa. Wow. Dude, I'm a pocket again.
You should have said this when we were roasting the Knicks earlier.
I know.
We're really trashing him on the second half of the podcast.
You really got
it. I just wanted to throw it out there. Because
you
just pissed
off the entire city of New York.
Oh, no. Watch out.
And the bill,
yeah.
All right, that's true. Hey, by the way,
J. Cole's over here.
This album is about to go nuts. Shameless plug.
Side note, right
this
there.
Album is about to go crazy.
I think teams that could swap out the Spurs is probably
Don't you dare say the Timberwolves. I'll come over there. I'll fight you right now.
No way.
Not without D. Rose.
Dude,
stop. Come on. 50. He dropped 50. What did Lonzo do last season? That's all I'm saying.
Did y'all name Sacramento?
We did not.
I was going to say Sacramento, right? Or
De'Aaron Fox
or New Orleans.
Oh, also, Josh Jackson. Cheeks, bro. That guy fucking sucks.
Why?
I don't fuck with Josh Jackson, man.
I didn't fuck with Josh Jackson either. I'm with you on that.
Dude, he just looks like he's.
To be fair, I never.
He looks like
him,
his parents
bro.
Got him all the nice gear, like the AirPods and all that shit. And all he does is just spot up his shoe.
Why did you bring that up in the first place?
We just said something about the Kings, and he played for the Kings.
No, he didn't.
No, Josh Jackson.
Are you thinking of Ben McLemore?
No, I'm thinking of maybe it's Joe Jackson. What's his name, dude?
Joe Jackson.
Is it Joe?
Justin Jackson?
Justin Jackson. That's what I'm thinking of. Justin Jackson.
Yeah. Now you're dogging me.
Come on,
I'm
bro.
Justin Jackson.
Why are you
be
like,
no, I'm saying.
Is he not on the team anymore?
Dude, probably. I assume not with how he was playing.
Damn.
Yeah, I said it. Oh, yeah, I'm tweaking, man. All right.
I'm not going to say anything on that one. No, but I think Sacramento or New Orleans.
Ben Simmons
might be coming.
So you're saying New Orleans in the past two?
Oh, yeah, New Orleans. Yeah, we definitely slept on that shit.
I don't know, man.
I don't think they make it.
Really?
I don't think so either.
Zion doesn't
and I think
get his first championship.
What you said is
shut up. Oh my. Huh?
I don't think what James said is so totally insane anymore.
What? It's up for grabs.
It's up for grabs.
No, it's really, that's entirely
biased. Like, they're not totally out of it,
like,
though.
The Spurs.
No, I'm not saying they don't have
like,
a chance.
Like, he's saying they don't have a chance
I think we'll
at all.
Still honestly be able to get
like,
40 wins. But whether
no,
or not,
I'm
like.
I'm not saying they don't have a chance. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm saying, like, they won't make it. Like in my eye,
yeah, you just don't think they'll make. All right, that's fair.
Because they underperformed against Denver, they should have won that series.
I'll give you that. Denver is not a playoff team.
Denver,
I don't think Denver is a playoff team.
You named them.
Yeah, you
I mean, contender, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't think
championship. Play the button. Please play it.
I'm not gonna do it. No, because I don't think they're like a champion. I meant to say.
So you're saying they're not playoff contenders?
I'm saying, yeah, contenders. Like, they'll make the playoffs. I just don't think they're actually, like, a...
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
My bad.
Like,
yeah.
I don't think the Spurs are obviously going to go to the finals, skills. But I'm saying, like, I don't think they make the playoffs, like...
That's fair.
I feel like the streak's got to end eventually. Like,
yeah, well,
they can't keep going and going.
But again,
and going
we're also going. Lacking that superstar. Now, we have LaMarcus and we do have DeRozan. But we're really hoping that DeJounte or Derek
White. I'm gonna say it right now. Spurs want to get better. Just trade DeMar and LaMarcus. Just do it.
Yeah, but I think we're building our core. We have our core.
A good core.
Of yeah,
and I think he's bashing
our identity.
Team.
Yeah,
he's just saying this year.
I don't think this is the year.
I think you trade one. I think you can trade LaMarcus.
I mean, DeMar's
still young. I think you can trade LaMarcus. I'm not with D1 saying trade both because you trade both and they're definitely not making
the playoffs.
They're definitely not making.
Who do you trade LaMarcus for though?
Yeah,
who do you pick up?
Just trade him for shooters, honestly.
D'Angelo Russell
but
midseason,
you need a big man,
dude. Hang yourself.
Just kidding.
I'm saying it. I'm getting violently aggressive as this podcast goes on. I'm not 5 minutes at all.
Oh man.
No, but my point was like they're not gonna. I'm not sitting here stunting like, oh yeah, there's a 100% chance like. They're not even close. Like, no, I'm just saying, like, they might be like a ninth seed. Like, they might miss it. Like, they almost missed it this year by a game. I mean,
that's the West is going to be strong. That's more or less
took,
what you're saying. The West is going
to
be tough.
It took OKC to lose a shit ton of games towards the end. It took LA to have a horrible season. It took, like, the Sacramento Kings to have dumb young core chemistry issues. Like, and now the Pelicans are getting better with what they picked up off the Lakers and et cetera through J.J. Redick and other pickup. It's like, it's up for grabs. Like I can't hate on it. Like it's good. I think the Pelicans got better through the draft. I think the Kings got better through the draft. I think the Suns got better through the draft. It's like, dude, it's like
I think and
San Antonio
in the West though.
And San Antonio's like
except for
unless their Luka pick surprises me and it's like
but they're adding DeJounte to a playoff team.
Right. You know what?
He doesn't believe DeJounte though.
That's fair. Well, I mean that's his opinion.
Yeah,
I liked his point the other day on the first podcast that Melo posts a bunch of videos of him shooting jumpers in the gym. DeJounte's dunking in the Spurs practice facility. Like, all right.
I'm
like,
saying
with
what
him,
I saw.
Like, I need something, dude. Like,
I just can't take – you take it for a grain of salt, man.
Like,
you know?
maybe like Drew League or something. Like, I need to see –
I saw
Drew League would be better than nothing. At least you're shooting out there.
What I saw in the preseason last year, I was impressed.
Like, before he got hurt.
I'll give you that. Yeah. No, that's fair. He has a valid point there.
I feel like because I had a conversation with my brother the other day, and he's like, I like Bertans. But he's like, he said, what the hell he said? He said, Rudy Gay really carried that team, like, through the postseason. Like, that first round, he really, like, was hitting big shots. Like,
game
when they couldn't
seven.
Make a three, like,
just
Rudy Gay
was game.
Like,
either
game.
Way, we
just
still
just
keep Bertan. I mean, Bertan's contract, like, 15K. And then per year, I think we have him, like, a two-year deal. And if he was the top 10, I think he was number 6 in three-point percentage last year on 338 threes, you might as well keep him. I mean, I just think at that point, like, why would you be
getting rid of him? That's not what I'm saying. I'm just
– especially
I'm
on a team that seems to be
like,
lacking perimeter game.
Unless Keldon Johnson proves me wrong, unless the Luka pick goes crazy, then I'm not sold on the Spurs. But
fair enough.
But right now,
yeah,
I think they're out.
They have to prove themselves.
They have to prove me something.
All right, last takeaways. Everyone give me their who they think will show up in the finals and then who's their dark horse.
LeBron's winning it.
Okay, LeBron's winning. Who you got, James?
It really doesn't fucking matter what dark horse I pick because LeBron's winning it regardless. Because if he's healthy, like everybody just
no one stops LeBron.
Look, quote me on this. LeBron MVP 2020.
I'm bringing it out one last time.
Go for it, dude.
LeBron is not getting MVP.
Right, fine,
we'll talk about that later.
Nope, that's for later. But I
that's
bias.
LJ, team, who's won the finals?
I'm gonna go with the Lakers.
I'm literally saying the Utah Jazz.
Oh,
yep.
Play
again.
Oh my
yep.
God!
Jazz,
and
dark
Kawhi
horse. I'm calling it.
I'm going with the Jazz too.
If Kawhi does not, but yeah, that's assuming Kawhi does not go to the Lakers. If Kawhi goes to the Lakers, it's the Lakers.
All right.
If Kawhi stays, Toronto's winning it all then.
again. All right. I'm not even going to play it. That's fair, too. We're cutting
it right there. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you all for listening, man.
Shout out to the usual people. Shout out to the fans. Thank you all for tuning in.
Shout out to LJ for being on this podcast. Shout out to LJ,
special guest. Hey, quit littering. Take care of our world.
Peace.
Love y'all.